Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Today we journey west to the village of Riverside as we continue the Your Hometown Tour. Ride with us all day as we explore Riverside, a village you just may want to call your hometown.
Yeah, it's Brookfield Riverside, and I am looking at their library, the Linda Sokol Francis Brookfield Library. My gosh, what a beautiful structure that is. We wanted to check in as we visit with people throughout those two communities today. And Kimberly Coffrin is with us, the library director. Who is Linda Sokol Francis?
Linda Sokol Francis is a business owner in Brookfield. She owns Brookfield Financial Plans. She's also founded our Rotary Club locally here, and obviously a very generous woman to be our angel investor in our capital campaign a few years back and to help us build this wonderful new building.
It is absolutely gorgeous. There's no doubt about it. So, Kimberly, what is the biggest issue facing libraries today?
Well, I would say that although the Chicago area is luckier than most areas or many other areas in the country, these are some very interesting political and sometimes divided times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And many of my colleagues across the country are dealing with book bans and challenges from community members, and that is definitely the biggest challenge that we have right now.
And it's changed. I mean, when I was a kid, you'd go in and there were just tables and books. It smelled a little bad. And, you know, people told you to be quiet. Now they're gathering spaces, places for community meetings. You have to offer programming, not only to children, but people of every age. And I see on Mondays, you do something called Social Media Mondays. What's that about?
Social Media Mondays is one event in our lineup that teaches people who may be somewhat newer to social media the basics, basically. And we have lots of folks in the community, believe it or not, who, you know, may be newer to computers, internet, social media. So it's an event where you can just stop by and learn about it.
And I would imagine you really get a good look at the community because libraries are in vogue again, especially when you've got a beautiful facility like this. And it's a great place for technology for people who really might not have access. And that's something you provide, right?
That's exactly right. We would like to say that libraries never went out of vogue, but yes, they definitely are very cool places. We do everything from lend Wi-Fi hotspots out to take home for a week at a time when affording the internet at home can be a challenge for some families, to hosting people to use the internet here, classes and events, you name it. Our maker studio with the latest technologies is very popular too.
What is the Maker Studio? I saw that online. I didn't have a great understanding about what that is.
Yeah, the Maker Studio in our case is a place where everybody in the community of all ages can go to make everything from something on a sewing machine to something on a 3D printer, laser cutter, mold maker. So if you're a maker of any kind and any age, really, we would love to see you there. We've got a heat press, Cricut machines, and
gosh,
lots of classes to learn about them, too.
That is absolutely amazing. So you have a 3D printer that you allow community members of Brookfield to come in and use.
Yes.
Wow. I'm telling you, people, look at this library online. You'll be amazed. I'm not sure there are as many as beautiful in the Chicagoland area. And about the people who visit your library, what can you say about the community?
Brookfield is a wonderful community that is always looking to learn the next thing, I would say. So they embrace the library just are great to work for, I would say, here, and naturally inquisitive and wonderful people.
Well, thank you for checking in with Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Kimberly Coffrin is the library director at the Linda Sokol Francis Library. We're making stops around Brookfield and Riverside. It's our Your Hometown series brought to you by McDonald's, something we do the last Thursday of every month. On every Thursday, we do something called the Thank You Thursday. And, you know, if you've been with us before, we basically take 10 minutes out of our day to spread a little positivity and say thank you to people who need a little public pat on the back. And today, we thought those are people who are running restaurants, working in restaurants. Maybe it's a bartender, an owner, a server, you know, somebody that you're like, oh my gosh, they were really nice. That was awesome. I appreciate my hometown restaurant. So give them a shout out. You can always leave us a voicemail at 312-222-5050 or send me a text or join us at 5. But if you want to text us, that's an easy way. I'll read your message on the air. That's 312-981-7200. Want to say hello to Pat Erickson. Pat Erickson is a WGN fan who I met last night at the Paws Chicago Fur Ball. That was held on top of Offshore, which is at the end of Navy Pier. My gosh, what an amazing venue that is. And thanks to everybody who came out and helped us raise money so we can save more homeless pets. Time to get a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.